because it's time to talk to the Heart and Stroke Foundation. We're talking to Shonisani Nepalama this morning, the nutrition leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, talking about Rheumatic Fever Week. And with that, Shonisani, good morning. Welcome back to Wild Coast Radio.
Good morning, Wayne, and good morning to our listeners. Thank you for having me again.
It's a pleasure, and good to have you back. It's nice to chat. We're talking about rheumatic fever. Can you please tell us about Rheumatic Fever Week and what you're hoping to achieve with the awareness campaign?
Rheumatic Fever is our annual campaign where we commemorate from the 1st to the 7th of August. We want to raise awareness about acute rheumatic fever. So the Heart and Stroke Foundation, together with Organizations in Africa, we commemorate Rheumatic Fever Week with the aim to raise awareness that if rheumatic fever is left untreated, it can progress into rheumatic heart disease, which can be fatal. So the primary mission of the foundation is to raise awareness and to reduce the burden of heart disease in South Africa, with rheumatic heart disease falling within the broader category of heart conditions. So this campaign, we are focusing on advocating for early detection and prevention of disease, and also to disseminate information and raise awareness about the relationship between rheumatic fever and rheumatic heart disease, because if people are aware about it, they can be able to prevent or reduce the number of people that are affected by rheumatic heart disease.
Right. And now, what is acute rheumatic fever and what are the signs and symptoms?
The World Health Organization, they define rheumatic fever as an illness where the body immune system overreacts to a throat or skin infection that was caused by Streptococcus pyogenes bacteria group, which in short is a group A strepto. So this autoimmune inflammatory response, it can affect multiple organs, including the heart, joint, and sometimes the skin and the brain. And often it it's been seen between 10 to 21 days after the initial throat infections. When it comes to this common signs of rheumatic fever, a person can see that they have it if they experience fever, swollen, tender, red, and painful joints that are pain that migrates from one joint to another. They can also experience small pumps beneath the skin, fatigue, shortness of breath, and chest discomfort. They can also have a flat or slightly raised rash, usually on the chest, back, and abdomen. And also they can sometimes also experience uncontrolled movements of arms, legs, and facial muscles. So if a person is having these signs, they should seek immediate healthcare, go visit their nearest clinic or their GP so that further investigation can be done. And also if the fever is persistent after taking a self-medication, it's also better to just consult.
Better to see your practitioner. And Shonisani, who is at a higher risk of getting acute rheumatic fever?
The acute rheumatic fever typically affects our children and younger adults, especially those in a low-income and marginalized community. It also, those that are at high risk, it includes also children between the age of 5 to 14 years, because these children are more likely to be exposed to group A streptococcus, which is the bacteria that causes streptothroat infection. Pregnant women also, they are at a higher risk, because pregnancy itself, it puts an extra strain on the heart, and an acute rheumatic fever episode, it may lead to exaggerated damage to the heart valve, which will worsen existing heart valve problem caused by rheumatic heart disease. People that also live in overcrowded places or uncertain conditions, they can also be at a higher risk, because it will be easier for the streptococcus infection to spread, because there isn't enough time or ventilation for space. And also those with limited access to healthcare, they may be at higher risk, because it makes it difficult for them to receive timely diagnosis and treatment for streptothroat, which can then spread easily. And also they can be able to experience recurrent streptococcal infection for developing rheumatic fever.
And Shonisani, what are the current statistics related to acute rheumatic fever?
According to the World Health Organization technical brief that was released in 2023, they found that rheumatic fever and rheumatic heart disease, it affects 55 million people globally, causing about 360 deaths in 2021. There are also an estimated 288.6 million episodes of strep sore throat occurring annually across the globe. As I've mentioned before, that children are the ones that are more at risk of rheumatic fever. They are often affected by group A streptococcus infections, with approximately 37% of kids under 18 years being affected, and also under 5 years, 24% also being affected. They also found that women are more at risk of having acute rheumatic fever when you compare with men.
And the relationship between acute rheumatic fever and rheumatic heart disease, because you've mentioned both of those.
There is a link between rheumatic fever and rheumatic heart disease, because when a person is experiencing rheumatic fever, if it's left untreated, it can cause inflammation and damage to the heart valve and the heart muscle. So repeated exposure of rheumatic fever or streptococcus infection, it can lead to a more damage and scarring in the heart, which will then result in rheumatic heart disease. So it's important that if a person is having acute rheumatic fever, they do finish or they do get the full course of antibiotics so that it can help prevent further damage to the heart that might lead to rheumatic heart disease. And also it's important that any detection and treatment is done to prevent rheumatic heart disease.
And you've also mentioned that acute rheumatic fever can lead to rheumatic heart disease. How do you treat it?
When it comes to rheumatic fever, if it's diagnosed early, treatment, it can stop it from worsening. So doctors or healthcare professional, they often have to give antibiotics to treat infection and medicine to also reduce pain and swelling. Regular checkups and penicillin injections, they also help prevent more attacks and protect the heart from rheumatic fever. Rheumatic heart disease, as I mentioned, is a serious heart condition that can lead to death or lifelong disabilities. And also it requires a lifelong medication, regular checkups, and often the heart valve surgery. So as rheumatic heart disease damages the heart valve, surgical intervention is the primary treatment for replacing or repairing the damaged valve. So the most important thing is that treating rheumatic fever, it also requires a comprehensive approach that addresses both medically and socioeconomic factors, because as I mentioned earlier on, being in an overcrowded places as well as living far from healthcare services, it increases or it worsens rheumatic fever. So if these socioeconomic factors like poverty, overcrowding, and poor access to water and sanitation, if they can be addressed, it can also help to reduce the number of people that are being affected by the streptococcus bacteria.
Right. And what advice would you give to parents and caregivers regarding the prevention of acute rheumatic fever?
When it comes to prevention of acute rheumatic fever, it's important for parents and caregivers to do all of these things that I'm going to mention, which include encouraging good hygiene practices on kids, especially teaching them how to wash their hands regularly, especially after coughing or sneezing or before eating, because this way we can be able to reduce the spread of a streptococcus bacteria. They should also be able to recognize symptoms of strep throat, like a sore throat, a fever, difficulty swallowing, swollen lymph nodes, and they should seek medical attention if the symptoms are persistent, because this can help to prevent severity of rheumatic fever. If they do go, we advise them that they do go see the healthcare practitioners, and when they are given a treatment, they should ensure that they finish the prescribed antibiotic so that it can effectively treat the infections. They should also make sure that their child is up to date with their vaccination, because there's no specific vaccine for group A streptococcus, but staying on current recommendation vaccine can help prevent other infections and also improve the child's overall health. They should also ensure that themselves and their children are in a place that has a good ventilation. They should try to avoid overcrowded place and also promote a clean living space or environment for themselves or their children.
And Shonisani, where can listeners find out more information about heart health and the Heart and Stroke Foundation's campaigns? Because I know you've got a lot of resource material available.
Listeners can find more information on our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za. We are also on Facebook at Heart Stroke SA and on X at SA Heart Stroke. And if they need to speak to one of our dietitians or professional nurses, they can call us on 021-422-1586.
Great. Shonisani, thank you very, very much. And have a great week. And we'll chat to you again next week.
Thank you so much, Wayne, and thank you to the listeners. We'll speak again next week.
Thank you very much. That's Shonisani Nepalama, the nutrition leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, chatting to us today about Rheumatic Fever Week. And the chat will be on our website later on that you can download, of course, the website wildcoastradio.co.za.